What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? Welcome, everybody, to the What's Up, Fool podcast. We're at it again. Back up to the What's Up, Fool podcast. Back up. No, we're back on the What's Up, Fool podcast. We got Rodrigo Torres right here, man. The wheels of steel.
Yeah, man.
Boom. I went into the improv this weekend, bro. After we got back from Toledo.
Sunday?
Sleepy as hell, bro. I wanted to be rescued that night. I wanted to lay down a little cushion.
You guys went to the improv that night?
Yeah, I had a show for the
I thought it was at a theater.
Stand up for Pit Bulls.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
I thought it was going to be too.
Rebecca Corey show?
Yeah.
We also got Lisa right here looking hot. Hi, babe. Looking like he just came off on doing that movie, Deuce Bigelow. Not Deuce Bigelow. That movie with Marky Mark.
The Fighter?
Which one?
The one they do porn, bro.
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. Oh, yeah. Looking right here like Roller Girl and shit. We got Rodrigo over here looking like Ron Jeremy, 1970 when he was thin.
You better get a mirror, dog.
I look like Ron Jeremy now. That's the sad part.
Nah, dude. Nah. That dude looks torn
like back,
dog.
Big old lizard, bro.
Big old gopher.
He's cheap, bro.
I heard.
That's all I read about his book, him being cheap.
I heard he's Gilbert Godfrey cheap.
Did you watch him when he was on his Surreal Life?
Or? He has lawn chairs at his house to sit down. He has Velcro shoes like that one time we seen him with sweats all the time.
Remember when we went to San Diego? You were smooth operator.
I took off. You and Vinny and Ivan seen him. That's when he said he looked like Vinny's dad. He looked like a big ass.
You guys should have seen Rodrigo, man. As soon as we said we're going to sneak in, he boned out. That's how you do it, I guess.
But he hopped
the fence. Everybody looked at it like, damn, how come I didn't jump? Too late, dog. And everybody else was. You were at the jumping gate stage body, huh?
Well, we had to just go see, like, if the security's this way, and then a little troop took off in a golf cart, and just took off and went over.
As soon as you went over that gate, what was the first thing you did?
Just walk towards the stage. Act normal like I was there already. I was see a social distortion.
Look back.
Hell no. And then we seen Cake that night. Who else? We seen a couple other bands, too. But it was San Diego street scene.
Yeah, so I went to the Stand Up for Pitt show with Rebecca Corey. I was on a show with Chris D'Elia, but he took off. And the girl from The Big Bang Theory hosted it, the blonde one.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Padre, no. There's a lady there who thought it was Lily Tomlin, and it wasn't Lily Tomlin.
It was a sister.
You know who it was, bro? It was a bad lady. It was that old lady from Austin Powers.
What? Oh, they look the same, though. The wife, right?
Yeah, I thought it was Lily Tomlin in the movie, too.
Yeah, damn. Her name was Mindy Sterling.
Mindy Sterling.
Speaking of IMDb, you know who was alive when that was dead?
Who?
La Bamba, Richie Valens' mom.
Oh, the real mom?
Rosa De Santo.
Oh, no, the actress.
The actress.
Yeah, dude, I just seen her in a little thing.
I thought she was dead.
No, Elizabeth Pena's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, she died, huh? What'd she die of?
Your help for the baby.
Liver cancer as a result of cirrhosis. She was a drunk.
I didn't know that.
Well, she was drinking a lot, bro. She was an alcoholic for years. I used to that term, drunk.
Nothing wrong with drinking, bro.
A little bit, shit, but like.
Yeah, it was she had chronic cirrhosis and then liver cancer, I guess.
She was in that show, So I Married Dora.
Yeah, no, not So. It was just I Married Dora. Yeah.
I Married Dora.
I love that show. It was a great show.
She was also in La Bamba.
In La Bamba. She was in Jacob's Ladder. Remember Jacob's Ladder with Tim Robbins?
And Robin Williams?
No.
Tim Robbins. The liar.
Tim Robbins, yeah. He has Tim Robbins has like hallucinations of demons around the city, like you know, on the subway and all the stuff. He'll see a tail creeping out. It's a scary movie. Yeah, like maybe 90 something like that. I don't know. 93.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace, lady.
Those like
she was in Rush Hour.
There was also a what you call it a meet and greet red carpet, and The two pit bulls that we had here were there, Todd and Sally.
Uh-huh.
And they had vegan pizza. I took half a slice home.
No, we took half a box home.
You don't look like a half a slice type of guy.
We took half a box
home. You know what?
It was good. That was a good tomato pie, right?
Yeah. I thought my show didn't go well, but when I listened to my set, the next day,
uh-huh,
it was all right. It was all right.
No, the set was good. The people were not really comedy fan people. They were there for the fundraiser, you know. These were fundraiser artsy-fartsy types. There were a few people who got it, who were like with the comedy thing. They liked the magician. He followed some magician.
Whoa.
And they liked that guy. That magician. And it was like, you know, it was a whole different vibe, you know.
So I go up there, bro, and I'm talking to the audience. Fuck you guys, eh?
Damn.
But you know what
you
I
didn't
should have
say it like
but you know what should, I was thinking, you know what should, I was thinking, you know, these jokes rocked in Toledo, the mid of America.
Yeah.
What happened, brother? In the mid of America is now West Coast or what?
Well, people get uppity, dude.
People get sensitive in the West Coast now. Is the West Coast the new Midwest or what?
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Is the West Coast a new Bible Belt?
Hell no.
People get really shuddered, bro, when I do my jokes now over here.
Well, everybody wants to act like everything's perfect, fool, and it's not. Life isn't peachy, dog.
I don't do rallies, bro.
The harder they come, fool.
I want more art lessons. Did you make any dog eating jokes? I said no. I opened. This was a dog show fundraiser, and I opened up with a joke like, "Yeah, man, I never owned a dog, but I've been called a dog." Hey,
you guys sell it out?
It was sold out.
Hell yeah, dude! Stand up for Pitts, dude. How's Rebecca Corey doing?
She was good, bro. She was running around all frantic, you know, like. Where's everybody? Whitney Cummings canceled because her house was on fire.
Dude, those fires ain't no joke, dog.
I'm lying, bro. No, but she had to take all her animals out. She had horses. So all her horses are gone. She took them out. Bro, all the horses that saved, that got rescued from Malibu, guess where they're at?
Where?
On the beach, bro, on the sand chilling. It looks like the horses are saying, wow. Remember when we first came here with Spain? You know, just a bunch of horses on the beach.
Just right there on the shore?
Zuma Beach, I think.
Zuma Beach.
They can't drink the water, though, can they? Yeah.
No, but it was just like the
only
place. So
Whitney Cummings had to clear up her house. And then this famous actress that I never heard of, her house got burned down. And my acting coach, she told me a friend of hers named Peter.
Peter.
His house got burned to shreds. She was showing me photos, bro. Nothing.
Yeah, that shit ain't nothing but rubble now. Shit. Be like Kanye West and those people. Didn't they hire private firefighters to save their homes?
Wow, there's such a thing?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sign me up.
Mad bankroll, dog. Called resources, homie.
So they're not part of the Malibu Police Department?
No.
There's a picture going around about the migrant workers working in the migrant fields, and there's fires behind them.
Yeah, I seen it on George Lopez's place. They don't give a fuck. Mexicans are straight soldiers, dog.
Out here feeding us like soldiers, making sure we get fed, huh?
Yeah, man. You can see that shit right over the San Joaquin Valley right there, dude.
Those paisas are saying, well, as long as they're shooting, we're safe.
That, dude. They got to work, dog. If not, they're going to, you know, mess a day out on work. Day's wage.
Puro jale. Horses on the Beach sounds so majestic. It looks like an Old Spice commercial. It does, bro. Look it up. Horses in Malibu. Whitney Cummings, she also she took in a lot of rescues, bro.
Beforehand or right now?
Afterwards.
Yeah, she was offering like trailers. She had people with trailers and stuff ready to help evacuate that Malibu Wines place. And they have like a safari and a kind of like sanctuary there next to it.
And also a friend of mine on Facebook, on Instagram, remember Sophia Rory?
Yeah. The Vine Stars.
Yeah, they're Vine Stars. But now Sophie
they broke
Sophia
up, right?
Espinosa, she had her own. She's like her own vegan page. Dude, she went out there with a bunch of fools and trucks and started putting goats into their cars, rabbits, pigs, lambs.
Yeah, she had two goats in her car.
She had two goats in her car.
Damn, crazy. Dude.
You know the fools are going to eat the back seats.
I was just tripping on how many people died.
How many people died?
It's up to like 50, yeah. Right?
I heard the whole town of Paradise got burned down, right? Paradise, California?
Yeah, man. The ghetto.
Campfire and then, yeah, Paradise.
Because Bush Escobar posted a photo of his house, and he's 200 miles away, and he could still see the smoke.
Smoke? Damn, dude.
It looks like one big fat bow, huh? What's up, fool? Joe Rogan had to leave, bro. He had to evacuate.
Yeah, I seen
that. I thought he was going to go in that ice chamber, bro, and just go out, come on out frozen and go.
Now they were feeding firefighters, dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah,
feeding them bison.
I think elk or some shit, dude.
But you know it's serious, bro, because I never been to Joe Rogan's house. But I've been to Tom Segura's house, Bert Kreischer, and man, you could light that town up with one match, bro. It's so dry.
Dude, the ghetto's never been so safe.
The ghetto's always safe, bro. All you gotta worry about roaches, bro. A roach is going inside your nose.
Dude, a roach will survive a nuclear blast, dude. Put it that
roaches
way.
Roaches leave before that fire, bro.
They know what's up. Roaches are dumb, dog.
People are thinking about, man, it's a lot of animal life being killed. You know what animal life are being killed? The ones that were in cages. The ones that were locked up and motherfuckers took off. All these sanctuaries, supposedly, eh?
Didn't Paul Moody said, if you got four legs and you can't get away, that's on you.
But there's fucking coyotes walking around the city, bro. Like they own the city now.
Yeah, dog. They're hungry, dude. Look at, dude. Like, they're on their last leg. If they're hungry, ready to die, what are they going to do, fool? What are they going
to
do?
They're ready to attack a cat.
That don't rip a cat apart, dog. Shit. It ain't no joke, dog. Fire. And then, like, what? Revelations and, like, fire and all that shit, too, dude? What? Come on, man. That shit is serious.
Doing it, bro.
Yeah, man. Fucking, how'd you like Toledo? It was cool, huh, fool?
Toledo was cool, man. We're doing the show, and the second show was packed. The first show, we had a good show. I met some cool people. Then the second show, man, some fucking juggernaut motherfucker ran up on stage. Were you there?
No, he was drunk as fuck. I was eating when that fool did that, dude. Because I always eat when you're on stage.
What are you eating, dog?
Huh? Nah, dude, that salad.
Salads are good.
Yeah, I had to keep it good, dog.
Did you ever get that cop salad at the hotel?
Hell no. We had to take off and go to the show.
Yeah.
And, yeah, dude, but the dude was drunk, dude. And he actually was there at the first show in the back. And then they bought tickets again. But the dude was, like, drunk. But it's funny, like, from what I heard, the guy grabbed him, put him in a hold. But right when he got on stage, he got all, like, you know, he got all silent.
He got scared, bro.
All the lights hit him. We didn't know what was up.
What's up, fool? For real, dude. Like, this dude. What up, man?
What's up, man?
With the Baker boys
good,
right here. Good. We're in Toledo this weekend at this Funny Bone, and these drunk ass people were like heckling from the back of the show going, Detroit! You know how Mexicans are, they want to represent Detroit! I said, all right, stay back there.
But Mexicans then, in Detroit?
Yeah, a shitload of them.
Michigan, huh? Or how do you call it?
Michoacan. And they bought tickets for the fucking second show.
Oh. Just can't get enough.
They didn't get enough heckling.
Heck, dude, they bought tickets for the second show and they stand on the front. So now they're on the side of me like this. And they're talking. I'm ignoring them. They're talking over here too, whatever. But then the girl's boyfriend jumps on stage and runs at me.
What?
Yeah. And like, I could have been like Afro Man and just fucked him all up, you know? But I still,
what I would have done.
I still had 35 more minutes to go, you know. You got to think about the show. So I just got in my Karate Kid stand. That's your son.
Beat the crane on
the crane, bro. The big fat crane.
You should have swept the leg.
It was not really a crane. More like the forklift. I was going to kick him slowly and then push him away. So
a slow-mo drop.
Shout out to the manager, Ricky. He's half German and half Mexican. He's a Wiener Schnitzel. So that fool shows up, man, and he gets him in the full Nelson, bro. Is it the full Nelson?
I heard it was a UFC move because he's all into that shit.
So you know, man, UFC guys are ready to practice that shit on somebody, bro.
Yeah, especially a drunk, vulnerable fool.
So this fool was like, he got him. He goes, cool way. And they go over my side. They give him a little lecture. You're fucking it up for the raza.
He did it for the raza, eh?
Hell no, he fucking it up for himself, eh? Not fucking it up for the raza.
Sorry, I messed with your headphones.
He got nothing to do with us. It's him. He's Detroit. Finest. So they kicked that fool out, dog.
Yeah, they gave him the boot, dog. He was all sad, dog.
But then they kicked the fools out. They pay their bill. They must have paid like $500 the whole night or $600.
Two shows.
Yeah, and drinking $150 of alcohol. They're staying at the same hotel we are in.
Oh, man. Same floor.
I was hoping I didn't see the motherfucker in the lobby waiting for an autograph or a t-shirt. That fool tried to grab me and said, give me the mic. I want to say something.
Wow. Fuck out of here.
What if he wanted to propose, dog?
Do it on your time.
Yeah, but once he got up there, bro, he looked at the audience and he froze.
He got shy. stage fright.
Yeah, it was. He got scared.
The lights hit his
eyes.
I bet
you, bro. Oh, yeah. A little bit of Squirtle shake him out of fear. Like some
he smelled something.
He stayed his chonch, bro. He got scared. They took him out and whatever. But then this fool said that at 3 o'clock in the morning, the cops showed up to the hotel room.
The last night, on Saturday night.
Oh, the same night the guy was heckling.
No, those weren't those people, dude. It was a couple brothers, dude, and a couple like white trash chicks and a couple white trash dudes.
It was sounds like oil, dude. Wait a minute.
Sounds like Ohio.
Were you in Toledo? Yeah, were you in Toledo?
We were in Perrysburg, right there. Which is right outside of Toledo. But it was like tweaker chicks, dude. They had like tattoos all on their thighs and legs. Nasty.
You went out?
Dude, I was watching it from the little little eye hole.
The eye hole, the watching people. All the action.
Dude, and it kept on going. I said, and I had to cut a big ass part, so I just opened the door and I was like, close that shit. And then you can see everything stopped, and then it was commotion. There was two hotel rooms, two doors down on the left and on the right, and just dude, people partying, and I think they owed somebody money, dude. The cops, the security guard came, that one dude that looked like Roach, I don't even know if you've seen him, he kind of walked a little crooked. He called the cops, and the two cops grabbed those two brothers, put them in cuffs, and they took a chick.
Damn.
Yeah, and two of the tweakers stayed. And then after that, no noise, dog. Tweaking all the way to Toledo, dog.
It's crazy.
Yeah, damn. Man.
Some shit in Ohio going down over there.
Was it a ghetto? Was it a ghetto hotel?
No, dude. It was a Garden Inn Hilton, dude.
Like a suburb.
Yeah, our driver said that's where Jerry Seinfeld stays. Huh? Get this way.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What's the noise?
What's the deal?
It's the nicest hotel in the area.
It was one of those places where it used to be bad, but now it's good. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They made it like a cul-de-sac, but it's been there 10 years. But if you walk out of the area, like, there's a lot of fine stores, like, a lot of businesses.
Josh A. Bank.
Then you walk out the store, there's like a
Waffle House?
A Waffle House. Right? And then there's a Chinese restaurant, and they say they don't own a bakery, but they do.
Yeah, no, what's up with that,
though? It's our friends.
They don't want to let our secrets out, huh?
But good-ass fucking Chinese food.
It was bombest noodles in a while, dude.
It was good, man. Like, if you like chicken beak or chicken feet, they had there.
Chicken feet? What about dog feet?
They don't have dog feet. All that man. Crazy-ass Chinese shit.
You're talking about Filipino food, bro.
I seen a video, man. Somebody took a video of all the folks in, not all the folks, but, you know, their little farmer's market, and there's dogs out there. They're filming that.
Like real like, dogs.
Oh, it's brutal. I've seen
it's crazy.
That.
Yeah. Bananas.
I don't got to worry about none of that stuff because I'm vegan, bro. So
that's right.
Oh, man.
I can see the difference.
Every time there's a mad cow disease, it ain't me. Let me know when there's a mad tofu disease.
Don't get Nick started on the healthy stuff. This guy's Captain Plant-Based now.
Oh, yeah?
Captain Plant-Based.
Yeah. I talk about it in my act, bro. My wife, she was raised vegan, but then she made me out. She was a vegan in the morning, hooked her up with a fucking Jack in the Box number 5.
The delicacies of
at
LA.
3 in the morning.
With buffalo sauce and cheese.
Ooh. Those tacos are the shit, though, dog.
Tacos.
Hell yeah, man. What's up, fool? You still.
Are we going to introduce our guests?
We got the Baker Boys right here, bro. Introduce them, Rodrigo.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the fabulous Baker Boys. Yeah. Radio legends.
At that level.
Started all of the world hip-hop station, Power 106. I know you guys ain't on there, but you guys are responsible for it. Let it be known.
They're responsible for the hip-hop radio format.
Yeah.
You're right? We had this morning show format.
After that, everybody wanted a paisa, bro.
We were part of it. I mean,
yeah, you guys discovered Tito.
I mean, Tito used to come to the show every day, and one day I just said, let's throw him on. You know, we used to have conversations with him off the air, and we thought it was fun and funny, so we just like, you know, let's throw him on. Let's throw Tito on. And he became a monster on his own, man. So when he would do things or say, I taught him all the lingo. Mm. So we had him saying hood rat and this and that, West Side, you know, all these nuts, all that. We taught Tito all that stuff, and he took it and ran with it like crazy. So
he has a great personality. He's very genuine, family-oriented.
Orientated. I was like, what the hell is that?
He's like locked up to his family.
They were the American.
So, yeah, he had a great personality, and just like a grandfather. He's like an uncle. Everybody's uncle, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has an uncle like Tito. So that's what it was.
Yeah. So it was fun. We had a lot of time. We still talk to him. We keep in touch with him. We're actually doing a new show now on Dash. You can hear us every morning. And we're trying to get him to come in to do some bits and stuff with us. You know, we want to do some lists, some Tito's. We got a bunch of ideas for Tito, but it's really up to him and his schedule when he can make it, you know.
He's retired, so he's very busy.
Yeah. Did you guys start in Bakersfield?
Yes, we're born and raised.
That's right, man. Let me tell you, man. When you guys were out here at the Power 106 in the beginning, like this is 1997, you know, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And my first real comedy gig was in Bakersfield.
Nah.
At a pool house.
Oh, bro.
A bunch of brothers, you know. Yeah. And they had a comedy show just for that Sunday night. They gave me $50.
Yo.
And since I was the only Mexican there.
Yeah, so you got $50 and a pass out of Bakersfield.
Yeah. Since I was the only Mexican there, the only reference to another Mexican was you guys.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
So y'all know the Baker Boys, right? Yeah. Everybody came up to me, y'all know the Baker Boys, right? They started right here. They should come right here to this club. Right
Humble
here.
Beginning.
They claimed us back.
They should come here at this club and try to get. They used to wait till the end to get their money.
And sometimes you didn't get your money.
You didn't, bro. Sometimes you got to drive with food to the ATM.
Shoot, that's dangerous. They might rob you after they give you the money. Boom.
You what the worst gig you guys ever did in Bakersfield, like coming up? The Gold Room.
The worst gig ever.
Like how that when you were like, okay, man, this is, when you look back, okay, man, we learned from this.
Probably one of the gigs that we created ourselves, like the New Year's Eve gig that nobody came to.
Nobody yeah. came to it?
That was horrible, bro.
The Baker Boys Christmas bells?
So we invited ALT to come down, paid him to come down. We rented out a big old hall.
In LA?
In Bakersfield, the Kern County Fair. They had auditoriums and halls and stuff. And we were throwing gigs successfully, and then we tried to do this one gig, passed out, did the same thing, passed out flyers. I don't know if we got – I think our girlfriends were there. Mom was there. ALT came, and nobody really came.
Yeah,
it was huge.
It was bad.
So, yeah, we threw our own worst gig.
Yeah. Did Homeboy still perform or what?
Who, ALT? Yeah, I think he did.
He probably did.
Yeah.
That's professional. Actually, he gave us our name, the Baker Boys.
Yeah. Really?
Listen, yeah. So
the guy goes – rest in peace, Jay Thomas. Stop listening to the Baker Boys left.
Appreciate that.
Muchas.
What's gracias. Up, Alex?
That's the beginning, right?
Yeah.
It was with fucking the Boomer Cervantes.
Yeah.
Boomer.
The Boomdog.
Boomer. No, not here.
Boomdog.
Boomdoggy dog.
Yeah, Boomer was there before we got
Latino
there.
Latino night at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah. We were talking about that the other day. Who was talking about it?
Jeff.
Jeff Garcia was talking that he used to, Boomer used to have a joint there.
That's right, Doc.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah. Some yeah, Jeff Garcia, it. Bro.
Huh, fuckers. He's over there fucking booming, Doc.
Oh, that shit good,
some
Dog.
Felipe Puente all the way to fucking Hollywood, fuckers. What's up, Felipe?
What the fuck? Me, Doc. Who fucking invited you here, Doc?
You did, Doc.
You invoked him by saying his name.
Man.
Sorry, bro.
What? Fool.
That's the real devil, bro. You were possessed.
It's like, fuck, dude.
He came inside you.
Oh, whoa.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
Wait,
there was a time.
He said he came inside.
There was a time that we were going to go.
Fucking prophecies over here.
Like they used to have this big Christmas party at Rudy Moreno. Used to have like the commerce, the gift of laughter. Everybody brings gifts, but he prefers checks. You know? But, Rodrigo and I were thinking about getting a fucking. Should we talk about it, bro?
Who gives a fuck, dog?
Somebody might steal the idea.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Right here. We planted it.
Okay. We're going to get a puppet, like a ventriloquist.
Yeah, basically what it is I do a voice, and it's pretty much taken from Emilio Rivera's voice, but it's to get a little puppet, like a ventriloquist puppet.
Yeah.
And call it Little Puppet.
Got you.
Hey, homie, how you going? Homie, I just want to say, what do you call a cholo with one leg short in there? Not even, eh? But try to get somebody tailor a little Pendleton.
Yeah.
And like comb his
hair back. It'll be hilarious, though.
Because I've been shopping for him, but now I got the plastic one, and then some motherfucker wanted like $2,000 for this cool one.
Oh,
I was about like, could I get this fool, like, see him at night, see what the movements are, and then steal that motherfucker?
Right, right.
You got to make it yourself.
But those, yeah, that's what I heard too, dog. But I mean, to get a good little one, dog, and a little cholito right there.
You got to get one of those little puppet makers from the Jim Henson or something like that.
That'll be another thing too, but I'm sure it'll be a fucking arm and a leg, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
But that's the idea, dude.
Just get a 40-ouncer with a fucking penalty, bro.
This is going to be a respectful puppet.
What's up, fool?
Yeah,
the Baker Boys used to sound like they were from the hood. Now they sound like they're from the cul-de-sac. You understand, bro? When you get hired to do a job, you got to stay in character.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
That was the funny thing.
They show up and tell you, man, I thought y'all were Mexican.
Yeah, when we first got to L.A., everybody thought we were black. Because we were speaking hip hop lingo, saying dope, this, that,
right.
All the stuff we were saying, but they thought we were black.
Yeah. But I would say
they're a product of their environment.
On Fridays, you guys would always tune out with Volver, Volver, though, right?
In the morning time. In the morning time. But but we used to do a night show called Friday Night Flavors as well. That's actually how we got our start. Friday Night Flavors was an underground hip hop show. So that was kind of the whole idea of, you know, the hip hop, the music, taking it and expanding it throughout the whole station. But that was like the beginning. The Friday Night Flavors was the beginning of the hip hop format for Power.
Genesis.
And that was the hub right there.
The first time you guys had the first interview with Biggie, right? Out in L.A., right? Him and Puffy?
Yeah.
Before even Bad Boy came out, right?
Well, Bad Boy had just came out.
Started, right?
It just started. And I actually got a phone call from a friend of ours, Adrian Miller. And he said, hey, I got Puff in town. He's got a brand new label called Bad Boy. He's got an artist called Notorious B.I.G. He wants to bring him up. And so we were like, yeah, bring him up. And, you know, before all that, a little bit after that, all the West Coast, East Coast beef started.
Right. Because that was right before Ready to Die, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had just dropped Party and Bullshit. So yeah, that was his first single from a soundtrack.
Yeah, because right before that was that Flavor in Your Ear by Craig Mack. That was the first one he
Craig
dealt
Mack
out, right?
was, well, that was hit, that was the big hit for Bad Boy.
Yeah.
And Craig Mack was like the head, I guess, the biggest artist on Bad Boy at that point in time, and Biggie was pretty much unknown.
Right.
And he was just hanging out. We were interviewing Craig Mack, and Biggie was just hanging out on the side, and they told him, like, he's got records too. So we's like, oh, Biggie, you got records too? He's like, yeah. But Craig Mack was the interview. That was the main interview.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, we were definitely the first ones to interview him out here. We helped break a lot of Bad Boy records out here, you know, from Biggie to the Craig Max, to the 112s, and all that other stuff.
My 112 CD blast.
Yeah.
How did you guys move from Bakersfield to Los Angeles? Like, did you guys go from Bakersfield to somewhere else first, then to LA?
No, Bakersfield to Los Angeles.
Jay Thomas is.
So we used to come to LA a lot to produce music. We were working with Mellow Man Ace and Kid Frost and all the Latin rappers. Shouts out to Tony G and Julio G. Those guys really hooked us up with, you know, working with those guys in that whole realm, the whole Latin rapper movement, ALT, all those guys. We were working with them. So one time the Dr. Dre sampler. Yep.
That was 2001.
Yep. One time when we were here in LA, our studio session got canceled. So we were like, you know, what are we going to do? We ended up going to a record label called Profile Records, and this guy named Bruce Reiner worked there. And so, long story short, he was like, hey, what are you guys doing? We were like, nothing. Our studio got canceled. He's like, you want to go to dinner? So at dinner, we didn't know who was all going to be there. Dave Morales, who did Middays at Power, was there. And Harold Austin, who was the music director for 92.3 The Beat, who just came from the Bay Area. So we literally sitting there at Antonio's on Melrose, and we have Power 106 at the table and 92.3 at the table. And Nick V does the story. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the story. We're drinking. It's La Bamba. We're having a good old time, right? Doing the damn thing. And I'm like, boom, I slam my hand on the table. I'm like, Morales, by this time this year, next year, we're going to be.
This year.
By this time next year, we're going to be working at Power 106. And everybody started laughing. It was a huge joke. It was a great moment right there, right? But that was, you know, foreseeing and foreshadowing what really happened. So by that time next year, I think it was maybe 3 or 4 months after that.
Yeah.
We had a job at Power 106.
Yeah.
Damn.
So Morales hit us up outside. And he's like, man. Like, you may think I'm drunk, and I am, but he's like, you guys would be perfect. We're trying to start a new hip hop show. We need some hip hop hosts. You guys are living the lifestyle. We're in the studio with Yo-Yo, House of Pain, Hooligans. You're doing some remixes for Cypress Hill and all that stuff at its height right there. So he's like, you guys would be perfect for this.
Yeah, and you guys also, what you guys wrote and produced was a Pistol Grip Pump on My Lap at All Times.
Yeah.
Which was also the last record the Rage put out. They did a cover.
The cover. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yep. Pistol Grip Pump.
You can also roll blunts while driving.
Who's that, me?
Roll blunts? Yeah.
I used to. who's giving you that information?
It's a mad skill, by the way.
I was in a car with you one time with...
Shut up, really?
You're fucking with me. He don't even remember.
No, really, shut up.
He don't remember.
No, it sounds about right.
We were playing Madden before that in Miami.
Oh, see,
he's
using information and telling his stories now. But yeah, all that shit is. He still plays Madden.
I still play Madden.
I don't roll blunts anymore driving.
No, he smokes a pen.
I met you guys before when I was touring with Gabriel Iglesias in Miami.
That's right. So you were playing Madden with us.
I didn't have the beard. I didn't have the hair.
You had short hair back then or long?
It was like medium.
It was starting.
started.
Yeah, Miami was a lot of fun. We got a chance to hang out with a lot of comedians.
We're on the show. What's the name? Came in the guy that everybody likes.
Uncle Luke.
No man, he's a big time. He's a retired now, but he was there for the championship when Shaq was there.
Oh, the basketball player.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson? No,
he's a beloved guy from Miami Heat.
Damn,
Dwayne Wade.
No, he's an older guy. Forgot, bro.
Johnson?
Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, okay. He came in the morning.
Yeah.
That day.
Yeah, Alonzo Mourning. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Everywhere you guys go, you guys make the neighborhood yours, huh?
Yeah, I have to.
Because in Miami, when I saw you guys in Miami, we were promoting the Miami Improv, Gabriel Iglesias, and we were playing Madden with you guys. It was so cool. You guys came to the show. It was cool. You guys really showed a lot of love. Like, you were happy to see somebody from California there.
Yeah, for sure.
And, but you guys made Miami yours. It felt like you guys always were there, but you were not always there. Mm. Like, even Alonzo Mourning showed up. He remembered you guys. He loved you guys.
We have to, especially when we go into a new marketplace. You know, we're brand new, so we have to absorb everything.
Some people don't.
Yeah, some people are scared because we're not as scared, eh?
We're not scared, puto.
We're down to move across the country, Holmes.
I'll stand outside, big bye.
Okay. Do what I gotta do. I gotta feed my family.
Yeah. Tell them, Doc.
Yeah, we're down to move and go into the city and absorb it and become part of it. And once they accept us, then we can do us. You know, we can really be who we are. And this is a family business, 30 years running here. So why not?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I see.
Exactly. Did you guys ever? I'm from the Midwest, so I don't.
Dayton, Ohio.
I didn't grow up with you guys,
but that's where Zapp is from.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
That's where all the funk, yeah, yep. Ohio players,
Lakeside.
Yeah, all those people. But
that's where Miklo's from too.
Miklo's
from so you guys, did you ever go into syndication, or did you always just move around to market?
We have a syndicated mix show that's been going almost 18.
Let people know, 'cause they're asking.
18 years. It's been going almost 18 years, so we're on like over 50 stations around the country.
That's the one on Dish.
No, not Dash Radio. No. That one's on terrestrial radio.
Oh, okay.
So you'll hear us in Kansas City. You'll hear us in Biloxi. You'll hear us all over the place in different cities around the country. We just actually picked up another couple stations in Africa, so we have some stuff internationally as well. But that's a mixed show, so it's all music intense. It's very short talk breaks. It's not like what we're doing now. We're doing an actual morning show now, so we're getting to kind of show our personality a little bit. You know, have fun and joke around with what's going on in the world today. You know, stuff like that.
Lighthearted stuff. UFOs, CIA, Facebook.
Yeah. So you guys got to Los Angeles. I remember, man, you guys were fucking hot, man.
Thank you.
Like, big. My mom knew who you guys were, man.
The Baker
That's
boys?
How big you are. You guys. My mom
was. That was crazy. That was before.
My mom was like, we're from the same neighborhood as Father Greg Boyle. That's my hood.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody knew who you guys were. So my mom goes, llegale a la iglesia, van a llegar los Baker Boys con los juguetes.
What's juguetes? Juice?
Toys. So for toys.
Oh.
Can you get give away toys for Christmas?
In the neighborhood, yeah.
So my mom told me in Spanish, llegale, go over there. Baker Boys, they're going to give out toys.
Yeah.
And then again, take two toys.
Yeah. That was when...
You give away computers, too. Nobody can give away for computers.
All the toys were stolen one Christmas. I think he was at...
Yes!
It was at the fire station. All the toys, they were just jacked. And we pulled together the community and we stopped the music. And we said, we want to replace these toys. So we asked the community to come together. And we got a truckload of toys that took it down to the neighborhood and gave it out.
Straight scandalous, huh? What fuck
is that? Actually, we stole the toys and gave them back. Truth is out now.
We hijacked the Toys R Us truck.
Before asking if Suge Knight ever press you guys to play this album?
No, he never pressed us. We only met Suge, I think, once, right? It was once at the Interscope office.
Yeah, that was the once formal meeting with Suge, but Suge told us to stop playing his records.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll get no royalties or what?
Tell him, Eric.
No, we were the first people to play Snoop Dogg's first single, and that we got a cease and desist from his lawyer and Death Row Records.
The first single after he left Death Row?
No, the first single when he got on Death Row.
Why did they want you to stop?
Because it wasn't supposed to be released yet.
Oh, it was early.
They didn't even have a title yet. Actually, the name of the song, it was Who Am I originally.
Oh, wow. What's My Name?
And then it became What's My Name.
So you're telling me you guys even started the leak album?
Oh yeah, yeah, man. You know, that's what we do. Man. We break things.
How'd you guys get a copy of it?
A friend of ours,
Soldier G.
He's not even in the record business anymore.
He's in prison.
Don't say his name.
I'm not going to say it,
bro. He needs a CNI dog, bro.
I won't say
he'll
his name.
He'll probably go after Kevin. Kevin and Bean, bro. He don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. A friend of ours that worked in the business had a copy of it, and he helped us. He gave us a lot of stuff. So early on, we got like The Brat, So Def, Jermaine Dupri, all that stuff. Like, we broke Funkified. We broke Warren G, Regulate. These guys used to come play video games at our house.
Hell yeah. Dude.
So we used to have
Madden.
We used to, yeah, Madden, exactly. So we used to leave for work at 5 in the morning to go to the morning show, and at our house would be Snoop Dogg, freaking the twins, Warren G, all those guys, and we were like, "Yo, we gotta go." Just lock the door,
rolling up.
And we just and we take off, and they just stay there, and when we come back, they'd be gone. Mm-hmm. So,
damn, dog,
yeah, man,
that's my name on Madden on PlayStation 4. You wanna come at me?
That's for real.
They changed it to that.
Yeah, what's up, fool?
You only do PlayStation 4?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I suck, but you know what, man. Try it, man. Get at me.
What team do you use?
I'm the Raiders with Goff as a quarterback.
Okay.
And I have Barry Sanders as a running
back. Oh, so you play Mutt then? Yeah. He's the Madden Ultimate Team. Okay.
Madden Ultimate Team.
Okay. I play too.
There's another way you can play also, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one, and you can ask a friend?
Yeah.
Rodrigo, you don't play video game, Rodrigo?
No, I don't.
Never got into it?
When I had the first Nintendo, it was cool. First Atari.
Wish.
But other than that, dude, I was like, dude, fuck it. I'd rather go fucking shoot BB guns and ride bikes.
Yeah, my mom will kick us out the house too, bro. We can't have that shit. My nephew's got it, bro. My little brother had the Nintendo, and he used to go like get stuck in this one corner and have 78,000 coins, bro. They're never going to get a turn, so.
Duck hunt, dog.
What's up, fool? Okay, man, real quick, like, this week, I'll be in Buffalo, New York, man. I'm going to be freezing my ass off, but I'll be there.
It's going to be cold.
This Friday through Sunday, Helium Comedy Club. Helium. Tempe, Arizona, December 7th through the 9th. Tempe Improv. Ontario, California. Ontario Improv. December 27th through the 30th.
And that's all, I think, almost sold out Friday and Saturday.
Damn.
So
all
only
sold
tickets
out.
For Thursday and Sunday. We added a Thursday show.
All sold out. Denver, Colorado, December 31st. I will be there chilling. See you at the Paramount Theater. As always, get those tickets fast. Also, man, you've been asking. Yes, I'm going to be in Turlock, California, January 19th.
26th.
Tickets are going fast.
You're
going
to be in Bridgeport, Connecticut in January 2nd, first week at Stress Factory.
Oh.
Benny Brand?
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
You're going to a lot of cold places.
The owner's crazy for that club.
How do you know? Oh, from the Jersey one.
The owner is a comedian also, but he does a lot of, he does everything.
He ran for Congress, dude.
He ran for Congress.
Oh, wow.
And he fucking, he does corporate gigs too, like local events, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs. But he gets so pumped up, you know.
Madly pumped up.
Because he sees the show is packed. Ah, you know. He's going, ah. You know what? Rodrigo, take the night off here. I'm going to close it out.
That's
and, he,
cool.
And he goes back on stage, man. He does his time. He promotes everything.
Yeah, everything, dude. Try the veal, the best in the city.
He's a man of the city, man of the streets.
Man, you like What's meatballs, up? Fool?
Fuck yeah, dog.
Do you like those restaurants? Like, do you like meatballs?
I can't do meatballs anymore.
But
anymore.
Before, did you like them?
Yeah.
But before, did you like them? The meatballs, man, with spaghetti, when it came with a bunch of meatballs, because now fools get fancy, bro. They're trying to give me one meatball, bro, one big fat one. I don't want no big fucking fat meatball, bro.
You want a bunch
I didn't
of
ask for
ones?
No fucking hamburger.
You want a bunch of little ones?
Yeah.
You want to experience it over and over again.
I don't want to do the chef's job.
I want like, you know, six big ones.
Okay. How about you?
Yeah, I'll take the regular size. I don't want the big ones.
This is an Italian guy in Las Vegas. It looks good though, but he has one big meatball, bro. Like, it looks like a little softball.
Oh wow, big one.
Then you open it up. Then you look at your meal, man. And you just a hamburger meat now, ground beef.
Because you're gonna try to break it up with your knife, or your fork. That. Yeah, so you can, it's not
a ball.
You can't do it
so
all.
You're
at
vegan
once.
Now.
Oh, not me. No, he is. Hell
like,
no.
Not me. Vegan raw?
Definitely not vegan, not yet. No, I don't think I'm ever going to go vegan. Plant-based.
Plant-based?
Plant-based. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beets.
Beets are nasty.
I could do quinoa.
Hell.
I could do oats. I could do berries, fruits. There's so much.
How long you been doing that for?
Not seriously.
2 weeks,
maybe not 2 weeks. 2 hours.
No,
I was saying
after lunch.
You feel different, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Your digestive system works a lot better.
See, this is the problem with him that I have with him. Okay, because he's doing all this healthy stuff. Okay,
then I'll have a cigarette.
But then he'll smoke a cigarette
or a joint. Anybody got any vodka?
Or drink. Hey, he'll drink and get drunk, and then he'll smoke, and then he'll go, I'm plant-based.
Oh, see, this is a plant right here. Which is gracias, señor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so try to stay plant-based. Here's the deal. When you're eating all of this dead food, whether it's fried French fries, fried chicken, it's basically dead. There's no nutrition in there. But if you're eating stuff that comes from the ground or from the earth or from the trees, it's alive. It literally absorbs energy, and you transform that into you. So when we're putting all this other food in us that really doesn't have any energy for us, nutrition, value, then how are we going to feel as machines, you know? So that's
why he does it. But he still smokes
about 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks now. And look at me now. And look at the difference now. I'm already inviting you guys.
You should try it. Why don't you get with the challenge, man? We're challenging you.
He's been vegan for 7 years.
There it is.
Yeah.
We both had.
No heartburn.
Love it. So do you like it?
No heartburn. My when I go to the bathroom, I don't have to suffer. It comes out like dairy.
Suffer.
Like dairy?
Dairy.
I'm going to come out of there like I was beat up.
It's all creamy.
He was having problems when he was eating meat.
There you go.
Drink water, eh?
So did something happen health-wise that
transform? The Atkins diet, bro, killed me.
He was dieting poorly, and like he was just like, yo-yoing. Now, I mean, he's a snacker though. So he snacks
like
all
snack
day.
Yeah, snack
sugar.
Butters,
he loves sugar
Oreos,
too. Yeah, he
sugar.
Loves cookies. You
muffins.
Know, so you know, we try to balance it out. But when he's on the road, it's cookies, Taco Bell, because they can't find any vegan food in the middle of the country. Sometimes
I notice that there's nothing healthy late at night. You can't go through a good drive-through with healthy food ever.
Like if
it's
you're lucky,
bad.
You get to go to Whole Foods and buy stuff to make. You know, if you have a kitchen in your hotel, but.
You get a seven-layer burrito, but with no meat.
Yeah,
ask for el fresco style.
You should actually do a vegan restaurant, a 24-hour vegan taco spot.
Yeah.
As far as it presents.
There's some good places
around town. On Van Nuys and where?
That's on Woodman and Satakoi.
Woodman and Satakoi. If you want to eat some vegan birria and vegan carnitas, vegan tortas, check out the
usually like
veganitos.
Vegatinos.
Vegatinos. They got flan too.
They have delicious flan. Really good food.
That place is
they have birria. It's so good.
There's a big ass line. If I would do you guys, I would just introduce yourself and just
get to the front of the line. Yo, the Baker boys are here.
Too long.
Did something happen with you or anything, or you just want to change your lifestyle as far as your diet?
Chorro.
I don't. You know what? I just gaining knowledge about the animals and how they're treated and how they are killed and murdered, and basically all those hormones go into them before they're dead, and then we turn around and we cook it and we eat those hormones.
Yeah, man.
So that turns around and makes us scared and upset as far as our digestive system is, and our gut is really where a lot of our energy and everything comes from, and people don't realize that that's really the center of all of our energy and the things we push forward in our life on a day-to-day. So we've got to pay attention to it and be nice to it, because it'll be nice to you. Sometimes people aren't nice to it, and guess what? It hurts. And you got to go to the doctor, and you're plugged up and all this stuff, and you're crying and you're hurting. But it's really based upon your diet and what you're putting inside of yourself. So we're really capable of keeping ourselves healthy or hurting ourselves with everything that we put in our mouths, whether it's cigarettes or water or fruit or
alcohol. All that shit.
Yeah. Taco Bell.
If I may quote Depths of Kale, it's all about balance, Rasa.
Balance.
It's all about balance, Rasa.
The yin and the yang.
Yin and the yang. Fucking Depths of Kale killing me. They're trying to gentrify birria. Look at this guy. He's crying, bro.
Oh, my God.
The owners are Mexican. One is from Mexico and brought his family recipes. And he just veganized.
Somebody said hot Cheetos.
He's from Guadalajara.
Soy movido, güey.
It's authentic flavors and everything, just no meat.
There you go, man. Global Conscious, they preach, man. I thought about that a little while ago, so I got my name changed to Global Conscious.
Yeah. kind of like the basketball player. What's his name?
Meta World Peace?
Meta World Peace. Meta World Peace. God bless it.
It used to be Ron Artest.
Yeah. Everybody's got an opportunity to change Muhammad Ali.
If I become a millionaire, I'm going to change my name to I'm Cool.
Where's I'm Cool at?
People ask my money, going, well, hey, bro, can I have some money now? I'm Cool.
I'm Cool.
Cool, where's I'm Cool? You don't know him, bro. You ain't him.
He's
you
a mystery.
Cool. That'd be cool how I change your name to I'm Cool. I'm fucked up with a character called I'm Cool.
It might be Cool Holmes.
What?
No, I just wanted to add to you were talking about tour dates.
I'm Cool.
Yeah. Not tour date, but I wanted to announce or ask if people wanted to donate to your brother in Mexico. Not donate money. Don't give him money.
No.
He doesn't need money. Give him, old coat that's gently used,
He's
going to
start a thrift store at TJ.
Shirts. He's a 2X. And 42-30 pants. He's got the torso like you, the long torso. The 42-30 pants. And so if you have any old jeans or any of that, send them to P.O. Box 8027, Mission Hills, California, 91345. That's Felipe's world. So send it there, and we'll by the 30th of November, and we'll ship it down to him in Mexico.
How about like toothbrushes and toothpaste?
Yeah, all that stuff unused, of course, on those. But
yeah,
socks and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm getting them in shoes that end up looking like nurse shoes. No, but my brother lives in Mexico, so yeah, man, he probably give it to another people he's staying with.
He'll take the good shit.
Yeah. He's a hustler.
I've got some old boxers. No, we don't want those, dog. What's up, fool? So you guys went to L.A. How many years were you in L.A.?
We were on from 93 to 99 in L.A.
Wow, a long time.
Yeah, not long, but
forgot.
I think it could have been longer. There were some things that happened, but it is what it is. So we just continue to move. We were lucky enough to start our syndicated mix show in 2001, and it's been going for that long. And now we're looking to get into the Monday through Friday syndication. So that's why we created a brand new show that we're working on now.
And that's Los Angeles. Would you have moved to Miami or somewhere else?
After L.A., we went to San Francisco for a year. And then from San Francisco. Chewy was there when we were there as well. Yeah, KML. And then we went to Miami. I took a couple years off. Then we went to Miami in 2003. We were there from like 2003 to 2006. And then we went to San Diego briefly for a second. And then we've been, back in L.A. I've been back in L.A. since 2008.
Yeah, I've been hiding out, Holmes. That's why the Baker Boys haven't did anything. I've been in the slammer for a little bit. Just a little bit.
Did you guys ever do a cartoon?
Not yet, Holmes.
You guys had your own show, right?
No.
But you guys were on TV shows.
We did a pilot. Yeah. We did a pilot. We did some guest appearances. Jamie Foxx. We did Homeboys from Outer Space.
Wow. Homeboys from Outer Space.
Yeah, right. So
how about the Wayans Brothers?
We didn't do Wayans Brothers, but we all did.
You played yourselves, right? In the Homeboys from Outer Space.
Yeah. And then New York Undercover. We did that as well.
I got the hookup, Master P.
I get the hookup, Master P. Yeah. So
we're trying to get written into the new Friday coming up too. We're gonna have DJ Pooh on next week.
Yeah, next week.
Gotta have us on the radio or something. Man, turn the Baker Boys
just something
on.
Man. Something.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
Oh, we did a porn. No, we hosted it something on Playboy, though.
Playboy TV. That was desperate, bro. We shouldn't have did that.
Why, bro?
It was just,
we were just hosting.
Back to the Salchicha Boys, bro.
Out of our character, bro. Yeah, totally. It's chicks. They're in their lingerie or whatever, and we're like hanging out. What are we doing there?
Yeah,
like come on, So it's just uncomfortable. Yeah, it's cool, but it's not really that cool. Yeah. Looking back on it, just shouldn't have done it.
It looked desperate as fuck.
I mean, it felt desperate. I don't know what it looked like. I ain't trying to see that shit.
Wait a minute, though. Did you cash the check?
Got that money? You got that thing? I got that bag, that Playboy bag. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Heffer.
Exactly.
Same right here.
When you guys were not working at Part 106, man. You guys started working there at the heart, of crack, man. You guys see a lot of food go down, huh?
Yeah. Crack cocaine?
Yeah.
No, not really. Not
you guys went where the tail end of crack and then chronic came.
The chronic area. Well, the crack age was back in Bakersfield for us, 84 through 89. Yeah, hit everybody. It hit everybody pretty bad.
You guys out there slagging at first?
Nah, not at all. I was too young. They wouldn't let me in out the house. I was DJing, though, at 84. So that kept me out of the crack game. The turntables.
And both of you guys were DJing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
House parties and shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. House parties.
Break dancing?
Try to. That's why we turned to DJing, because I couldn't break dance. I tried.
I was a horrible break dancer.
Tried to.
I would do Kung Fu's out for free.
Yeah, we could try to do
something. Rap too over there?
Oh, and I did something a couple. I still do like little intros for our Baker Boy show, like little Baker Boy's raps and stuff. But in 1992, we did an alcohol and drug-free commercial. I got paid $750. It was 1992. Like I said, I wrote the rap. We came up to Los Angeles, drove up here in our minivan, dropped it, did a video. There's a video I can show you guys.
Well, that's going to be on the documentary.
It'll be on the documentary, but
yeah,
it's a video.
It's hilarious.
92 shot, put it in, check it out. Kick it in 92, Baker Boys Lent, alcohol and drug free shot. So anybody from Bakersfield that knows us way, way back, they definitely know about that rap video. That
probably the only time you'll catch me dancing on any video of any sort. I don't dance. I hate dancing as a DJ. Like, I've had people, girls ask, oh, you want to dance? No, I'm cool. I don't dance. So I, you know, after that, that was the last time, really, probably. I'm not a dancer like that. I don't do that.
They used to put me on stage to dance, man. Yeah. They'd be like, for money. Oh, no. Of course I had to paid. No.
They didn't used to put him on stage. He wanted to be on stage.
I got paid. I was all about the bag early on.
He looked like a tattoo from Fantasy Island back in the day.
The plane!
When he was smaller, so they put him in a – he'd have like a tuxedo and do a dance routine and all that stuff. So he was always a ham for the stage and being in front of everybody. I was more like – Leave me alone. Like, I'm back here. I'll do my job.
Martin. It's good.
Yeah, but I'm more chill backstage type stuff, you know.
Yeah, Eric B doesn't
shoot. The fat homie, the Baker Boys in high school.
What up, Alex?
Alex the Large. That's what's up.
What's up? You got shows coming up?
Yeah, dude. We'll be over there back again, second week of December in Zacatecas Cafe.
Oh.
Yeah, that show. Viva Los Jokes.
Where can people find your show at?
There's a couple places. Dash Radio every morning. Download the Dash Radio app and tune into the City. That's the name of the channel. That's the name of the radio station. 6 to 9 a.m. Also, you can watch us on our Twitch app.
Let me make it all easier. Follow us on Instagram. There's a link there. You can click there, and everything's there.
Instagram at the Baker Boys. TheBakerBoyz. Yeah. All one word.
All right, man. April Fool, 1990s. April Fool trick, best one ever. When you guys switched over with K-Rock.
Kevin,
that was amazing.
We were talking about that.
That shit, I never forget it, bro. Kevin and Bean kept calling you guys. I don't know how to do the mixtape. Yeah. I don't know how to do the shout out. Yeah. Kevin and Bean, I don't know how to do the roll call. Tito won't help. Bro. That was legendary, bro.
Dude, they were getting death threats.
Fucking thinking about that shit, bro.
They were getting death threats.
The Baker Boys opened up K-Rock in the morning, and Kevin and Bean were at par 106, bro.
Yeah.
Tell us, man.
Yeah.
Take us how it all started, bro.
The idea.
Nobody ever thought of shit like that.
I don't even know who came up with the idea. I don't know if it was Rick or
Cummings asked us to do it.
He asked, would you mind switching morning shows with K-Rock for you know, April Fool's? So we're like, we're down. You know, we're cool. Like, we'll do it. You know, we were open to it. We liked some of the music they play anyway. We knew the music as well. So they switched. They came to our show. They tried to do everything that we did. So the roll call, the shout-outs. Everything, and they were just like
too many activities.
It was they were like, what are we doing? Like they were getting threats.
Seattle to do it.
We're flustered.
They were getting threats and stuff, but we were cool at K Rock. We had no problem. We didn't get no threats or nothing like that. Yeah, they were. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
that was funny, man. I wonder if they can find that on YouTube somewhere.
I don't know. But I know people were like looking at their dial, like, what the hell's going on? My stations, why are they on here? And what, you know.
Some of those April Fools to get me, man. I remember, I don't know if it was in Power when you guys were there, or another station where someone played Michael Jackson. And they said it was going to be the Michael Jackson station, then it was switched back to regular.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good radio jokes. Back when radio was something to listen to, it's like everything you do is based around a radio station, whether it was your mom or you listening to radio. That was your only media. So when that changed, it was like, what the hell is going on here? Mm-hmm. Christmas, they still do it on Christmas time. Like they'll change the radio station and play all Christmas music. And as a matter of fact, the ratings shoot up on some of the radio stations here in Los Angeles. One of them, I think, is like Coast. They switch all to Christmas. And
next April Fool's, we're going to switch podcast with Joey Coco Diaz. Start the show, Joey.
I'm talking about cocksuckers.
We did another one in Miami that was really big, too. We did a 103 chicken breast. We were giving away chicken breast to women. We said, you know, first 103 women to come up, you're going to get a free pair of breasts. So we had a fake doctor, and his name was Dr. Purdue and all this stuff like that. So we set it up. We had all these girls come into the auditorium.
A line of hoes.
Line of them. They were out there. It was like the coldest day in Florida that day.
They get free breasts.
For free breasts, by the way. So they get up there, and we get the doctor up there to read something, and we basically, I'm Dr. Purdue, blah, blah, blah. We want to present you with your pair of breasts. And we open the ice chest, and it's chicken breasts.
KFC
they lost
cooked,
their freaking mind.
Cooked at least?
Women started shaking the breasts, throwing them all over. They had to call the cops.
Cussing you guys out.
Cussing you, mother. Yay, all that stuff. But there was one smart girl. She took all the chicken. She took all of it.
Started time for a barbecue.
Yeah, but we got so much crap for that from
that's
the girls.
That's hysterical, over. Dog.
But yeah, people still talk about that one.
What's another trade you guys didn't probably want to say that got fools going, damn?
Well, that had to be the billboard issue.
Remember that's
the,
right.
The billboards. We had we had people picketing outside.
Oh yeah,
because of our.
It was the what was the Latin? What was the name of the
Too Fat Mexican? Oh, the Latin organization. I don't remember what it was. It was like
that's because of Rasta, probably.
Probably Alex
Lulak.
What was the name of the head of the guy? Alex something. He was the head of it. He's probably still in.
Fuck that puto.
Yeah. So they basically picketed us. There was TV stations that came out. There was write ups about it.
Edward James almost came out on it against us about that.
Yeah, everybody was like, these guys are or Power 106. They were like Power 106.
It was these basically.
Mm. Oh, I remember those.
Remember those?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. So people were mad, and then people. Like, I remember getting a call from somebody one morning. Like, I'm walking out of Chuck E. Cheese with my kid, and you guys are sitting there on the toilets taking a crap eating pizza. Mm. It was right over a Chuck E. Cheese somewhere in L.A. So, yeah, wow, those got a lot of flack. So, that's actually our
now is there now anything goes.
Yeah, and that's our logo for when we're on the air on Dash now.
That was, like, super controversial to
totally.
Those organizations.
Totally, man.
Yeah, they tried to stop us. Well, they didn't like the fact that we used Mexicans. We said two fat Mexicans.
Because no fat Mexicans exist.
Because there are no fat Mexicans anywhere, right? Nowhere in Los Angeles.
No, they were saying, oh, they're going to stereotype us. They do that anyway.
Exactly. Though.
So, I mean, you know, it was a big, big fight about it. You know,
the same thing happened to fat ass Gabriel Iglesias, man, in El Paso. They made him the face of water conservation and water drinking, and they go, he's too fat. They're saying El Paso's off a bunch of fat asses. He's not good for water conservation. He probably doesn't drink water. Wow. See them drink soda.
Guys, ever been
they took them down.
Wow.
It's crazy.
You ever been to El Paso?
Yeah. You ever been to El Paso? Everybody there has, like, next, like, they're black, bro. I don't know if they slap it with brisket or something, but their necks are dark.
It's tripe.
So who decided on that billboard? Rich Cummings?
We came up with this idea.
We all came up with all the ideas.
Who okayed it?
Yeah, we came up with that idea in the toilets. So, you know, we always try to do something different, you know.
Strike a chord.
Yeah, exactly. You know, whether it's good or bad, you know, good press, bad press, whatever. As long as people are talking about you.
And how did that do for ratings? When that
did
it shoot them up more, or did it always?
Yeah,
well, the awareness make sure that everybody knew that we were on the air. Once they knew we were on the air and they saw a billboard like that, you have to tune in. You have to check it out. And they liked what they heard, so we beat Howard Stern.
I remember that
we beat KFI.
We beat D's,
Rick D's, and Kevin and Bean.
El Cucuy.
Yeah, we were beating all of them.
El Cucuy, he was huge. As all the Latin stations, they were huge. We surpassed all of those guys. Two fat Mexicans from Bakersfield, California, playing hip hop records, acting like we're black.
Give us some Baker Boy characters right now.
We don't have just us.
Just the morning, bro.
You talking about like the roll call, probably,
like
right?
Yeah.
You gonna rap?
No, I can't rap.
We don't have
it. Don't matter. Just act like you can rap.
Yeah, I'll
just act like you.
Come on,
I'm ready.
Kid MC.
Are you ready for this? You ready?
Kid MC and Rodrigo MC.
3, 4.
One for the trouble, 2 for the time. Mr. Roll Call, who's on that line?
Felipe, fool from Boyle Heights. I came here to do my podcast. All right.
That sounds fresh, and that may be. But where you coming from, bro? What's it, T?
What's up, fool? Rodrigo Torres right here.
On the mic with Riverside. What's up, fool? Podcast up your motherfucking behind.
Yay!
All right. How we do it, huh?
You want to get in?
You want to get in?
No, thanks.
We need that Midwest flow, girl.
Remember that shit, man.
Oh, yeah, we're actually doing a roll call, like, reunion. All-star reunion with the guys that really were the main guys that always won on the show. Like, they'd call in. They'd become, like, local celebrities in their high schools and stuff. So they're actually coming to our show, and we're going to do it live. And we're going to have a like an open house one day and let everybody come through and just hang out. So, yeah.
And do it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. And do it live, though. It'll be fun.
That'll be badass, dude. Hey, so what's up with you guys? You guys are the ones that got Big Boy on the radio, too, no? You guys have a little something to do with that?
Yeah, Big Boy used to hang out with Nick V a lot. So go ahead and you
He used to bug the hell out of me, man. He used to want to hang out, and you know, we were introduced to him. He was a Far Side security guard. And, you know, he's a hip-hop head, you know, so he just always used to call up all the time, pick me up and take me over to the hood to go to the strip clubs, you know, just hang out, take me gun shooting and shit like that, befriended me, basically, for the most part. And he was cool, and he also had the those phones.
The chip hookup.
The clone phones.
The brick phones.
Remember the phones?
Yeah. The old school.
What is love? Where do we go now?
Yeah, the brick phones that lasted forever.
Yeah, you know? The OG drug dealer phones. Yeah.
It didn't last that long. Anyway, we used to hang out a lot, and he would call us up on Friday Night Flavors and ask us to play Pistol Grip Pump.
Oh, hell
he's,
yeah.
He's like, Baker Boys, I want you to hit that Pistol Grip Pump again. It's going platinum in my Suburban, because he had this big sound system in the Suburban. So I would put him on the radio. I would put him on the air to request the song, and then we would play the song. So that's how it pretty much started. And then eventually, after hanging out a little bit longer, him and Fuzzy asked if they could do a segment on the Friday Night Flavor show. So I was like, cool, we're open. You know, me and Eric have always been open to talent, to energy, to people that help us out. And you know, just it's just how our energy is. So we said yes. He came up. He did a thing called Thisbeat or Frisbeat, where they would play a song and people would call in.
Vote.
And tell us what they liked about it or didn't like about it. Is be it or frisbee it. So that was the beginning. We brought him into the station. And then Rick Cummings was actually at the station that night hanging out for Friday Night Flavors. And he's like, who is that on? Who'd you have on the air right now? And I said, a guy named Big Boy. He's like,
Big Boy?
I would like to meet him. I was like, cool, there it is there. So Big Boy has a career now because of that.
Not only him, there's a lot of people. I mean, from Tito to E-Man to – we opened the doors for all those guys. So E-Man, how he got discovered was we were having a contest for Friday Night Flavors looking for a new DJ. I got about 40 mixtapes in the mail. And I went through everyone, listened to every single one of them, and I was like, this is the only guy that gets it. This is the only guy that knows how to mix on beat, in key, on time. He can scratch, so we brought him up for you know, a live session on the air. And, man, I'm telling you, his hands were like this. He was shaking. He was nervous. He was extremely nervous.
I bet,
but he's been there, like, you know, going on 20 years now.
And, over 20 years.
You know, all those. And that opened the door for his brothers as well. They started a group, Far East Movement, and him being in that power position where he can actually play and break records, you know, that Fly Like a G6 and all those big records they had.
Oh, yeah.
That opened the door for all that. So, I mean, from Tito to Big Boy to E-Man.
To hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, so, yeah.
You got to make Kool-Aid there, too?
No, we didn't bring Kool-Aid there. She was on her – she did her own thing. Yeah.
But her first name was I'm Cool, and I told her she had to change it.
I'm Cool. Yeah, Cool. I'm Cool. That was your other name. I'm Cool, remember?
That's
cool.
Right, man.
I'm from the future. I protected you, Holmes.
Who should I remember?
He just forgot his whole name.
Hey, one thing I noticed too, and what's it like? Power 106 guys, you guys got blocked on social media, huh? What's up with that?
Whoa! How did you know about that?
I just looked up shit, and I was like, you know.
Yeah, we don't really know why they blocked us.
Because I mean, especially being the pioneers, dog.
Yeah, I mean, they like to deny it. And that's fine. It's no big deal. I mean, it's cool. We're going to do what we do. We're always pushing the envelope. We're always thinking of new stuff. We're always changing. Even though we do some of the stuff we used to do, we're still always evolving. We're with what's the music's going on now, the technology from the DJ side, and looking for new talent as well, opening the doors. Like we had a search for a new co-host. So we had like seven girls come in and try out with us. So we're trying, looking for new talent as well, you know. So I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Doing podcasts, that's cool.
Doing podcasts.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, you know, hopefully they'll unblock us. I think, but it's okay if they don't either. We still got love, you know. That's what it's about.
Yeah, they can't take what we built away from us. Like, it's crazy. After all these years, people still remember everything we've done, from the Sanford and Son song. Like this new show we started. People were mad because Nick kept playing.
I remember the Sanford and Son song.
He kept playing the Sanford and Son song.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, he kept playing it, but we wouldn't sing the song. So everybody's like, sing the song, sing the song, sing the song.
The Becca Boys.
See, I mean.
The Becca Boys. The Becca Boys. Go pick up boys in the morning.
He's trying.
With Cheeto. Another level.
Bro. Let's take it to the other level.
Damn. Okay, sentimental here.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
I had nobody back then.
That after all these years, people still remember what we've done. And that just says that we touched him in a certain not a
not in a Michael Jackson way.
Wait, not in a father at a church way. Okay, like hey. We touched him in a specific way that made them happy and it brought him back to a great time. And that's amazing to us. That's
hell yeah, dude.
That's worth doing what we do because we're getting up at 4 in the morning. You know, 4 in the morning to do the show every day, and it. Seeing text or a response like that that's what it's about.
Yeah, and then it's like you guys and like, you know, Malamad Nation and Cypress Hill where they're like, you know, only Latinos putting that on the map, dude, and laying it down, dog. So yeah. Thank you guys very much.
Oh, no problem. Shouts out to LSOB. Shouts out to any of our New York cats out there, or Puerto Ricans from New York and the Latin field. But yeah, those guys are forefathers. Fuck yeah.
Did you ever get to meet Uncle Jam's Army?
No, we never had Clayton.
That was K-Day, huh?
Yeah, that was K-Day, but K-Day was a huge influence on
us. Yeah, right?
I mean, K-Day was the hub for us. Like, that was like our nucleus to go to. We wanted to emulate them the best we could.
Remember, as a kid, K-Day used to have a rap battle, too.
Oh, okay.
Way back.
Okay.
Way back.
Nah. That was, see, we were still in Baker.
No, it was Uncle Jam's Army then. It was not like a rap battle.
Okay.
But they would let like somebody local.
Yeah.
I remember I heard this rapper one time. I said, you know what? Fuck that. I want to be a rapper too.
Yeah. Wait, what was your MC name?
I'm Kid cool. MC, dog.
Kid MC?
Pull out the tape.
There's no tape. It's in a sweater right now with a KB folded over.
Yeah, he had merch before he had any material.
Yeah, I was thinking like 2018, bro.
That's right.
Merch before talent.
Yeah.
So you're ready.
I'm ready, bro. Red page, everything, bro.
So as soon as you blow up, boom, buy this.
I bought somebody a page with 1 million followers. It's on.
Got a Cadillac.
Page there. Star
you're
board.
The original Kim Kardashian. I love it.
Bro.
Just need $1 billion, bro. I can make a star. Make a point with the golden era of hip-hop OGs in the radio.
Thank you. Muchas gracias. We enjoyed our time. The music was incredible. Everything that came out was dope.
Oh, fuck you know? Yeah, dope.
And if it wasn't dope, we didn't play it. It was very easy.
Oh, there was times where we were doing a Friday Night Flavors anniversary show. And the biggest record at the time was Tag Team. Whoop, there it is.
Tag Team, back again.
They tried to put them on our concert, and we had Outkast and Cypress Hill, and they wanted to put them in there. It was like, you can't do that.
Hell no. They get booed off the stage.
He's like, but it's the biggest. I don't care. This is our show. Like, you can't. Like, we fought tooth and nail to keep them off of our show because we wanted it to be pure and what we do and what the show stood for. And luckily, he was like, you're right. So we just, you know, they got him out of the show. They were trying to book some commercial-type acts in the show, and we were like, no.
There was another time. It was a similar situation, another concert. And we did not want the Mac of the Year. What's it? Dun, dun, dun.
Drew Down.
We did not want Drew Down to be on the show because the same argument. No, he's not hip-hop, blah, blah, blah. And then Drew Down, Mac of the Year, became one of the biggest record. And we turned around and we're like, yo, he can come on now. Assholes, right? It's an asshole move, right? But yeah, I remember that for sure.
But Tag Team back again was huge, huh?
Yeah. It was a bigger. Still big. You can still play it and people love it.
It's a wedding song. You can play it at weddings, bar mitzvahs, everywhere. Football games.
Slow mo, play the song one
day. They didn't even know that the whole song was about ORG gangbang.
Damn, I didn't know that either, homie. This is enlightening. I didn't. I'm becoming a whole new man.
That's made up right now.
Boing.
Wait, somebody said we touched him.
Like, what?
What?
I thought you paid those guys off.
Yo, I want to shout out Islos, man, who helped set this up. So thank shout you. Out Hell to yeah, Islos. Man. That dude's a ride or die for us, man. So he's out there hustling and stuff. So shout out to him.
Bless
him.
I don't know.
And thank you guys for having us.
So we ran into, we threw your name out there when we met Lisa in the coat chat.
Oh, yeah, man.
She's a friend of ours now in New York. She's been to a couple of our shows.
Yeah.
Shout out to Romanesque.
The funny Latino.
Romanesque. Why do you call him Romanesque?
That's his
name.
Yeah, that's
Roman.
Roman, okay.
But you always call him Romanesque.
But he calls himself Romanesque. Right?
Yeah, that's why we call him Romanesque.
Sounds like a.
Well, I think his name is Roman Suarez.
Can I have some
Roman?
Why are you attacking me?
I don't know why you call him that.
Sounds like a champion.
I call that for Romanesque too. Romanesque Suarez.
Romanesque.
Oh my God!
What's up, Fool Baker Boy Freestyle Mix?
Oh yeah, we played everything.
Mario Lopez, bro.
Wario.
Wario, oh, Wario Loco.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put a couple of albums out. Thump Baker Boys, Thumping Quick Mix.
And then people would challenge each other, right? And then there'll be a winner, right?
The roll call.
The roll call, that's right.
Man. Yeah, they used to call up at 6 in the morning before they go to school, battle, and then wait for us to get the voters. We'd have people call in. Who do you vote for? Who do you vote for? Who do you vote for? So-and-so, Crazy A from Santana, blah, 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 blah. And then we would pick the winner, and that winner would go off on his day or her day and be a G at school.
Oh, all day yeah, long. Mm-hmm.
And those people used to continue to win and over and over and over, become like champs. They would win like 10 days in a row.
Little stars, man.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? What's your Instagram?
At Rodrigo Torres Jr.
I'm at Felipe Esparza, comedian. If you want to play me at Madden, man,
yeah.
It's a What's Up, Fool pod. I'm ready to kick your ass.
Yeah.
What's up, Baker Boys in the house?
Hey, thank you.
We got an Instagram too, right?
Yeah.
I think I saw the little Mr. Rourke and tattoos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah. At the Baker Boys. T-H-E-B-A-K-A-B-O-Y-Z.
The of Mr. Rourke before he leave.
It's out now, right?
Yeah.
It's out on HBO.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
It's the little guy from
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage.
Shout out to Brad Williams. Go check out his special. And the Degenerate. Also Joe Diaz special. The Degenerate. Christina P. Jason Oakridge. What's his name?
Big J Oakerson.
I ran into them at the airport, man. Bill Burr, Jimmy Pardo, Brad Williams, and karaoke.
Stephen Aoki.
Steve Aoki.
He said karaoke.
Steve karaoke. All these fools are walking by themselves, no entourage.
That's the way to do it, because when you have an entourage, it attracts
draws
attention.
But we were standing there, nobody knew who we were. Like just a fat guy and a little person and a person that could be a little person, Jimmy Pardo.
And a real bright person
shows up, Bill Burr. With a little bit of red stud or a little, he had red ants. What's up, fool? Rodrigo Torres in the house. Man. Everybody was beat down, bro.
Who does? All the comics that you run into at the airport.
I'm there, imagine looking at them like chewing on an edible.
Damn.
What's up, Food Podcast? Shout out to the guy that jumped on stage and everybody that was at the show, man. What's up, fool? Thank you very much for downloading our podcast every week. I know you got other things to do, but damn. You 85,000 people.
I don't think they do.
Shout out to Mega Man and the Mega Man podcast.
Yeah.
And Alex DeLarge. He has a podcast too now, right?
He does.
Everybody's
getting a podcast. All the fans are getting podcasts.
Sprouting, bro. Yeah. One day we're all going to be one podcast together. What's up, food? George Perez story. That's right, Don Sanders.